Dan and Rand and Jay will share tales of folks so unaware they lack in grace and sometimes choose the life they choose will make the news. Breaking down each epic fail in Florida, there's half price bail. I'm happy to say they
couldn't make this up.
So listen to our podcast jam with co-host Arm and Dan. Bender, don't be a jerk, cause when the music hits, the funny hits, and we are gonna take you down. Stick around, make a sound, hunker down, it's Dumb People Town.
Hey townies, welcome to another episode of Dumb People Town. Population you.
Population Pardo this week.
That's
We've
right.
We've got Jimmy Pardo on the show.
Someone we love, someone who is, I think, one of the early adapters in the podcasting world. That was the first podcast we ever did was your podcast.
You're welcome.
Never Not Funny.
You're welcome.
It was fantastic. And that podcast is Never Not Funny. Every time we'd leave the studio, which that was in the Valley that you did that, you know, still do it there.
Yeah, we're in the Valley.
You still do it at the
same
place?
You guys have been in the new studio?
Been in the new studio, but the old studio. I'm talking about the old
that
studio.
That was also in the Valley.
Right, yeah. Also in the Valley. Did that there. Every time we'd leave that space, I always felt better about comedy and felt better about just riffing and the world. It just was a
look at your nice positive
experience.
Energy.
No, it's true. It's true.
Well, that's why we're so excited because you have a new podcast.
I do. Thank you for letting me talk about it. It's called Playing Games with Jimmy Pardo. It is a half hour podcast interview game show.
I love it.
It's great fun. We heard way too many people say, I want to turn people on to Never Not Funny, but you guys do 2 hours and nobody that doesn't know anything about you or podcast wants to do that.
Right.
So we figured out a way to make you to take Never Not Funny and make it into a format that is digestible.
And by the way, you are one of the best game show hosts ever.
I don't know why I don't come here more often.
Match game at the at UCB, the old UCB, was one of my favorite things in the world to do.
I don't disagree with
you
any of
with
that.
The tall thin microphone. Yeah. And I'm already sold. I'm sold. But
done.
You did Funny Money. Come on, let's talk about it.
That's National Lampoon's Funny Money. The game show where big laughs get you big bucks, then get you canceled.
Oh.
Well, we got canceled, Daniel.
I get it.
Shows don't last forever.
No.
And mine don't come anywhere near forever.
Thank you. Forever for you would be one season.
We National Lampoon's Funny Money, the game show gets you big laughs, gets you big bucks, and then gets you canceled. We were picked up for 40, and in the middle of shooting them, they were like, this is the best show we've ever done. This is on Game Show Network back in 2003.
Sure.
This is the best. Let's double the order.
80.
Might have been 80, might have been even 96. Like, they might have even gone crazier than double.
And that is really the Game Show Network's biggest downfall is that they're terrible at math. They said, let's double the order, and then they added another 16.
Let's do another 56. but what happened in the meantime, so we're shooting,
uh-huh.
Then it premieres.
Yep.
And nobody likes it.
Okay. Oh,
nobody likes it.
Come on. People don't like their money to be funny.
Here's what happens.
They like serious money.
They're more money, more problem.
Mad money. They like mad money.
They love mad money.
They like it when the money gets angry.
They like that. What's his name? Jim Cramer.
Yeah. They love the mad money.
Here's what happens. Game show people hated us because there wasn't enough game.
Right.
Comedy people didn't know we existed.
Right.
So all we had were the game show people who hated us.
Right. So that's not good. That's not good.
There was an exact quote from me. I went to a game show convention once.
Why? Why in the world would you do that?
I went to support another person.
Okay.
I didn't think anybody would know that who I was or that I existed. So my wife and I walk in to watch this other, J. Keith Van Stratton, who you guys
love
probably know.
Jake.
Great
love
guy.
Him. Great guy.
We went to watch him be part of this convention. And so we walk in, and you would think that Bob Eubanks walked in when I walked in. They all turned around like,
because so many sex scandals were thrust against you? Oh, sorry.
Nope.
Hey,
oh, no.
No.
No. No, I like the yes and things, but not with that
Bob
one.
Bob Eubanks was, all right, fine.
They all turn, they're like, and then I'm hearing, Jimmy Pardo just walked in, Jimmy Pardo just walked in. So even though these game show nerds
hated
us, I'm doing something that they idolize.
There's a reference.
Sure. So, but I'm walking out, let me just put it very quickly.
Go, please.
I'm walking out, and this kid comes up to me, who might have been, this is like 10 years after the show was on, and this was, this kid must have been 19, which means he was 9 when he watched Funny Money.
Mm-hmm.
He came up to me and he goes, are you Jimmy Pardo? I go, yes, I am.
I love that even though he's 19, you're playing him like he's 9.
I'm playing him exactly how he sounded.
I don't doubt you.
I'm playing him.
I don't doubt it.
And he goes, are you the Jimmy Pardo that hosted National Lampoon's Funny Money? Yes, I am. Are you the Jimmy Pardo that hosted National Lampoon's Funny Money on Game Show Network? Yes, that's me. And he goes, I just wanted to tell you, you did an adequate job hosting a subpar show.
You know,
thank you.
Yeah.
You will.
Dude, that is, you walk
thank
out with
you.
Your head held high.
No.
You can coast on that compliment for a couple days
a
on
month
that one.
Of good feeling
I
good.
What, I, loved, I have a story.
Yeah, sure.
But, means, but my point is, he was 9 when he had those. And 10 years later, he still felt, this guy needs to know what I thought about when I was a child.
You know, I'm not going to give him the full compliment. This
adequate
guy,
job.
This isn't a Sklar Brothers podcast.
It wasn't even a bad, it was like a side-handed compliment. It wasn't a backhanded compliment because there was some compliment in there.
I don't know if there is.
You know what it was? This is like the moment in Good Will Hunting. He essentially, with his compliment, hugged you and said, it's not your fault.
Oh, boy.
It's not your fault.
So I should weep?
A little bit. Or go solve a math problem. Hey, look. I am so happy you're here because
thank you. Yes.
To me, one of the things that I love the most about you, and you are instrumental in that, you hosted the show the night we recorded our second album at UCB,
yes.
which was the night that my second daughter, Georgia, was born.
Yes.
You're intertwined with us. The reason we did it is because you were so fast and are so fast and so funny that
we do not suffer fools.
You don't suffer fools lightly.
True.
Which are all the things that are basically, you put it in a pot and it's what you mix it up and is a wonderful, the soup that makes this show great. This is, of course, Dumb People Town. The world is getting dumber as we know it. It's just even
every
in
day.
The moments that we heard the story of you being an adequate host on a subpar show,
mm-hmm.
the world just got a little bit dumber.
Yeah.
The oceans are rising and getting hotter, world getting dumber. So we have our dumb ears on the ground. They find great stories. They send them to the wonderful Daniel Van Kirk.
We don't know him. We've never heard the stories. Just like Jimmy, Dan knows him. He's going to break him down for us. Let's
Should we get into one?
Yes, let's please. Do one.
I don't know Daniel.
Yeah.
I don't know anything that's
you
happening
Daniel.
Right now.
All right,
this is sent in by Glenn Chavez at...
Chavez Ravine.
Yep.
No,
no just listen, everything Chavez that Glenn Levine. Chavez has done for the migrant worker is, can we raise it a little bit higher?
Right,
thank you very much.
Sure.
Glenn Chavez Day, my kids get off school.
At Zigspy, T-Z, Z-Y-G-S-P-Y-T-Z.
Nothing complicated about that.
Zigspites.
Perfect.
That guy right. doesn't want anybody following him.
No. It's like people who deliberately get confusing license plates. Hey, just in case I'm ever involved, you know, I dink somebody and want to keep driving. They won't be able to remember how, what was the 2, what was the S, and what was
it
the
like
5.
It's designed to scramble you.
Yeah, they do like 2S5, 2S5, and you're like,
you
I
know,
can't remember
he's
what
He's an adequate guy on Twitter with a subpar. Subpar.
Wait, now, is that real logic? Do people really do that with their license plate? Like, that's their reasoning? They get a license plate that confuses people?
Yeah, I had a buddy in high school. It was like, my dad always told me. I'm
get
like,
it.
Well, it was nice you had one. And he was like,
personal.
He said, yeah, you want to get a license plate that's not easily remembered just in case you need somebody to forget it.
Okay.
I'm like,
was that guy mobbed up?
What is that?
I don't know.
Who is planning for that moment in their life?
Someone just want to be ready.
Right, man, just be
I
ready.
I mean, when you do think about it.
You never know what you're going to get either.
If you have a personalized plate, you're making it very easy for people to remember.
For sure.
You were the one that cut them off.
For sure. For
you were
sure.
the idiot that didn't see the stop
so this
sign
this is the guy who's like, anonymity is key.
Yeah.
If you want to live,
because
you never know when you want to get out.
Glenn Chavez.
Longmont police say that a man, this is in Colorado, that a man accused of threatening an employee at an adult-themed business on Main Street.
Mm. Adult-themed business on Main Street says...
Pork chop.
Thank you.
Thank you.
We've been on the road enough to know what that is.
Yeah. Also purchased, this person who threatened someone who threatened somebody at the adult-themed mm-hmm. shop, also purchased an erotic whip from the business and used it to tamper with the breaker box of a neighboring auto parts store, knocking out the power.
What, he goes Wild West on the breaker box?
He has some sort of an altercation in a porn shop, buys a whip, goes next door to an auto parts store, uses whip to fuck with the power.
The second he has the altercation, I don't think he should be allowed to buy a whip.
Right?
Right.
Like, if you're so hot that you're going to get into it with a porn shop employee.
Sir, we are not allowed to sell whips to anybody whose blood pressure is over 100.
But maybe sales are so slow, they're like, all right, this guy's an a-hole. You know, give him the whip.
What
get
if
whip. Get
30,
him
a whip. 30 minutes earlier, he's got a manager breathing down his neck going, move the goddamn whips.
Move those whips.
Get out of here, jag-off. You're a jag-off. You want me to come around? Yeah, come around. You leave. I work here. Can I buy a whip?
Yes. You got to move the whips.
You want the leather? You want the pelt? Polyester?
But after you buy this whip,
do they
you
make
gotta
polyester
go.
Whips?
Of course they do.
They
make
rayon.
Yes.
Sure.
They make corduroy whips.
So he's a regular Wyatt Earp. Like I'm taking out. He doesn't want his fingerprints on the box.
Didn't Indiana Jones have a? Did he?
Yeah,
he did
that was his big thing.
All about
a lot
that
of whip work. Like that was his thing.
You know who else did Mapplethorpe?
Robert?
Aren't there photographs of people with whips up their asses in his photographic gallery?
Yes, definitely.
Right?
Yes. But he himself didn't have it.
James?
He had the whip. He supplied the props.
Does he clean the whip post-picture?
I would imagine he puts a little Purell on there.
What do you put on the end of a whip that's been up someone's
ass? You put Purell on a whip.
Well, you put KY to put it up there.
Yeah, that's to get
and then
it
you Purell it to take it out.
But I imagine that leather, or you put a little bit of that leather, man. You got to work that. Oh. You know what I mean? You got to do some
about,
sort of condition it.
What do you use on the car? I can't think of it.
Turtle wax.
No, inside car, leather.
Armor all.
Yeah, armor all the whip.
Do you armor all the whip after it's been up someone's ass?
Why wouldn't you? Clean it up and make it nice smelling.
Jason and Jimmy playing some form of the $10,000 pyramid right there. What do you use inside of a car? Yes. Might
By the way,
my favorite part of this.
Dan also knocking it down from the $25,000 pyramid
I'm going old.
He's going old.
Yeah.
It's like, $10,000 pyramid.
Used to be a $500 pyramid.
James?
And it's kind of a scheme. They got more people involved.
Yep.
It's multi-level.
James Michael Kramer, 33 years old.
Oh, boy.
I'm just picturing this guy... Like, kick me out of it. Like, next door, just trying to whip a, like...
Whip a...
Electric
breaker
box.
Breaker box, yeah.
Do we have a follow-up on this? Do we know what he did after he broke breaker box? That's a lot of bees.
Yeah. We're going to get into it. But I wonder if like, this hits the news, they call him Kramer, and somewhere Michael Richards is like, I'm off the hook. I'm okay.
I'm back to hating ends.
Just the letter.
That's him, not
James
me.
James Michael Kramer, 33, is charged with felony, menacing, and misdemeanor criminal mischief.
That's
criminal,
my favorite charge of all.
And criminal tampering in connection with two incidents on October 9th. An employee at Naughty But Nice / Mile High Emporium. That is the full title of that business.
I don't want to tell you your business, but I would have called it. Would have called it Naughty by Nature.
I don't want to tell you your business.
I'd have called it Mile Thigh Emporium.
Yes. He had the story in advance.
Yes. I don't care.
Pre-written, Van Kirk.
I felt in the moment.
I barely read these. An employee of Naughty But Nice / Mile High Emporium, 1407 Main Street, added
for
to the Dumb People Town
tour.
Walker tour.
That's right.
Told police that he found Kramer. Mm-hmm. So this is the guy who works at
Naughty But Nice
/ Mile High Emporium.
And I got to think that at this point, where we are in our society, you probably know the names of most of the customers who come in the store.
Yeah. Yep.
And then when a new guy comes in, you're like, I'm going to follow this guy.
Yeah,
around.
Because they want to, if you're in a sex shop, you want to be in a sex shop. There's no reason in today's day and like for you to ever go in.
Go
you
know, online.
Not with the internet.
Not on the internet.
Yeah. You're like in there to hang.
Either you have a fear of technology, or you're like, let me get in there and talk about some things.
You're paying cash because you don't need a paper trail.
You don't want a paper trail.
Yeah.
Although you probably could get your like Tarani.
What?
The Tarani coffee syrups that you pour into your coffee and a whip from Amazon.
I don't know what a Tarani coffee is.
Tarani? I call them Tarani.
What?
They're like hazelnut, vanilla, caramel.
It's Roni Spector.
Right.
Just like Roni Spector.
And then Tarani. Okay. And then you pour that into your coffee. You say, I need to refill on those.
Sure.
I also need some
Some SodaStream bottles.
Baby wipes, SodaStream bottles, and I'll get the whip,
too. And I'll get the whip.
Well, the employee at Naughty But Nice / Mile High Emporium at 1407 Main Street told police he found James Michael Kramer tampering with the company van.
What the?
Why does a sex shop need a company van?
You gotta advertise, baby. You can't just be on Main Street. You gotta bring that thing around the whole city.
Taking Main Street to the other streets.
He walks outside. He sees Kramer tampering with the company van, from which the windshield wipers and hubcaps had been removed.
Okay.
Kramer.
That's a classic Kramer move.
Does he take him off with the whip? Does he sit like a desert? Hubcap one. Hubcap two.
Check it out. Hey, check it out. Don't keep walking by. You want to see.
Look at this.
By the way, don't you want to see?
Yes.
I want to see.
If
Kramer.
Okay, if you're in Denver doing Comedy Works, yes. And you're like, I'm taking a walk right now. You're near
a guy whipping windshield wipers off a company sex store van.
You're there for the afternoon.
I'm signing up for Periscope and I'm using it. Is that even around
that,
anymore?
I'm signing up for Vine, realizing Vine is no longer exists, and then signing up for Periscope and using that.
I'd thank the guy for my new opener.
Jay. By the way, who does? You could assume that maybe the sex van liked it a little bit.
Yeah, it is a sex van.
It is into it.
It
You're
is
right.
a van.
He finds him tampering with the company van. The employee told Kramer that he was calling the police and asked Kramer to come inside the business and wait.
Why?
Which he did.
No. Comes in.
Hey, with the whip?
I'm calling the cops on you. Come inside.
Come on in and see our new false elect. Like, he's trying to upsell the guy while he's waiting for the cops.
Go around to the whips while you're waiting for the cops.
I don't know if you've seen our new butt plugs, but they are.
Just so you know, you're asking me back in. Mm-hmm. You kicked me out. I'm not trying to come back in. You're asking
so
me
that guy's
in.
A vampire.
I guess.
He's just been invited in.
Yes. That's invite him in.
True Blood 101, you don't do it.
Don't invite him in.
Like, if I said to somebody who's obviously on some level a violent person,
yeah,
right, and I'm like, come inside and wait with me,
you're inviting the problem in.
Yes, that's on me now a little
it
bit.
Is
totally on the employee.
The goal with violent
whip
people,
me once, shame on
whip me twice, shame on me.
Keep your distance
from the whip, of
right
course.
Don't bring them into don't a confined space with you.
So you imagine how bad it would hurt to get hit with a whip. Could you imagine how bad that would hurt?
I can't even watch like movies where they whip
right?
people. I'm like, I cringe at the sound of it in the side.
I do this in my stand-up. There is an entire chapter in my childhood where me and all my fellow grandkids had whips that we bought ourselves at the flea market in Wisconsin.
Totally sanctioned by, no one stopped them from doing
it. No one thought this was a bad idea. The state of Wisconsin didn't think it was a bad idea. My family didn't think it was a bad, the kids we whipped didn't
what
even think it was.
The guy who sold you the whip didn't think
it was. He thought it was a great idea.
Now you got the whole grandkid.
Yeah. Push the
whips. I mean, I've been hit by whips. We all had whips. I don't know
it's
why.
Wisconsin for you.
Yes.
They don't really care.
They don't care.
No.
What part of Wisconsin?
An hour north of Madison. Little town.
That Wisconsin Dells?
In Princeton. Yeah, I go a little bit farther.
I don't want to.
Right.
I start with the Dells. I get the Dells.
Don't stop at the Dells. You're missing too much.
I see those ducks. I get the
I took my grandma on the ducks 2 summers ago.
Really? Then you whipped her ass.
I go, get in!
Shut it!
Get in! Grandma said, I liked it, but the guy talked too much.
Yeah. It's a tour.
I know.
She didn't know.
I know.
She didn't like all the talking.
We had a great time.
Things are meant
to
be
seen, I heard. Then we went to Ho-Chunk Casino and Ponderosa that day.
Boy, I used to love Ponderosa.
Oh, wasn't it good?
It was. Ponderosa was
good. Was it, though?
No,
we thought it was.
$6 steak.
Texas toast.
Yeah.
I loved it.
Me too. Hey, loved it. There's still
great croutons. Great croutons at the salad.
They got a nice crouton at the
They got a nice crouton.
I would go shells and nacho cheese.
I think they probably got the croutons from Pepperidge Farm.
Yeah.
Those guys remember.
They were herbed.
Someday I'll tell you guys a Ponderosa story when we have the time. It was an altercation.
Oh, God.
Oh, boy.
2 years ago. Okay.
2 years ago. I thought it was going to be for a childhood.
Exactly. No.
I was a grown man.
That's when you wish you had the
Dan, do you want to open that can of worms and not share?
Okay. Grandma and I went on the ducks.
Oh, uh-huh. Christ, it's the same episode.
Same story.
Yes. Then we go to Ponderosa. Well, before or after we went to Ho-Chunk Casino, I can't remember. Mm-hmm. And I walked
Is that
in.
Racist?
No.
Ho-Chunk?
Ho-Chunk.
Ho-Chunk. It's the name of the casino.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought that's like an anti-Asian. Like.
No.
Okay, fine.
You too.
All right. Sorry. I thought Ho-Chunk is a fat Asian. I'm sorry.
No.
Now it's offensive.
Now it's offensive.
A moment ago, it wasn't.
The Ho-Chunk Min Trail?
Idiot. We walk in. It's literally like $6 for an entree. And then you get the full buffet as well at Ponderosa, right? And I hadn't eaten all day. So I decided I was going to order. I go, I'll order a steak and then also order the shrimp. And the guy goes.
Because you had $12.
Exactly.
Right.
And the guy goes.
Hole in your pocket next to the whip.
The guy goes, you can't do that.
What?
And I said, no, man, I'm telling you, I'm placing two orders. And then he goes, well, what about her? To my grandma. And I go, yeah, she'll order as well. Well, that's three entrees. There's only two of you. And then you can't get more of the buffet. I go, I'm ordering. I don't need the other buffet. I'm just telling you I would like shrimp with my low grade steak. Mm-hmm. Can you make that?
Yeah.
And he's like, but if there's two of you, you don't need.
I can already
entrees.
See this being a problem.
You mind your business. If I want to order the entire menu, I'm going to do it.
This is me.
Get
and
the whips.
I look at my grandma and she goes, this one. And I go, and he's like, I'm trying to tell you can't have more than one buffet. I go, it wouldn't
we don't
matter
want
if
one
I
buffet.
Bought three buffets. I'm still only one person eating it.
Yes. I will only be having one buffet
because
it's all you can eat.
This guy's
right?
the worst businessman in the world.
Unreal.
It went on for too long. The manager had to come over and the manager was like, just put in the shrimp dinner if he wants it. What do we care?
This is Dan doesn't love it when a guy goes outside of his area and jurisdiction to make the wrong call.
Yes.
He totally for it if you make the right call.
Wrong call.
But who would like it if they made it?
I don't know. Not a single person.
No, but some people
would just go, okay, fine.
Yeah, whatever. All right, so he's invited him in after he sees him damaging the hubcaps, and now he's waiting for the cops, and he's checking out whips.
When the employee and Kramer entered the business, police allege that Kramer grabbed a garden hoe the business uses to scrape ice off the pavement.
Was that from the Ho-Chunk Casino?
No.
Although garden hoe at a sex shop may be something different.
That's right. Totally.
Man, that's who you bang around in a flower bed.
That's a garden hoe.
They used to scrape ice off the pavement.
Just get an ice
I've
scraper.
Never heard of anybody
shovel,
doing that.
Shovel, ice scraper?
Like something like a...
All right, garden hoe, fine, fantastic.
Used ice off the pavement, then took a swing at the employee.
Mm.
Which I say, of course they did. Yeah. You invited them into your place.
If he doesn't take a swing at the employee, I think that's an opportunity.
You gave him access to a garden hoe.
Mm-hmm.
This is what's going to happen.
Yeah. He also, it's a sex shop, so what kind of swing did he take at him? Was it one of these that
Sure,
a sex swing.
I've lost interest in my own joke.
Kramer fled the scene.
Kramer took off?
Yes.
Took off.
Kramer's out. A short time later, police received a call from an employee at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly
Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Whip.
Received a call from an employee at O'Reilly Auto Parts on Main Street, 1417, who said that someone had just jammed a, here it is, someone had just jammed a British fantasy series metal beaded flogger into the business's breaker box, knocking out power to the business.
Why do you want to knock out? I guess to rob the place.
I'm going to show you guys a picture of this whip.
I want to know how the guy knew that that's what the guy. Oh, it was the tag on it.
The tag's still on it.
Oh,
look at it.
You were right.
So that's one of those little.
And that handle is made to be inserted.
Yeah, you put
it's
that up.
Metal beaded.
Metal
you move that up,
beaded.
You can give yourself a tail.
That's right.
Yeah, metal beaded, and the whip is not a long Indiana Jones whip, but it's a lot of little
snively whiplash.
It's a flogger.
It's a flaw.
Like it almost looks like a feather duster would be a nice way to do it.
A French maid
if
would do it.
If someone went to a car wash and said, let me just take a few of these things that go up your windshield off and I'm going to now stick.
Yeah. I'm going to stick that up my ass. He jammed that into a circuit breaker.
Yo, who knows why? This guy's just pissed.
Kramer's got trouble.
He's from the get-go.
Maybe
it was
he's got
a bad
car
day.
Trouble.
He's the type of guy who like angrily whispers to himself, I'll show you.
Yeah.
To know,
about no one and for no one.
He has definitely said to many people every day, gonna tell me, and then the rest
of
them.
Whatever. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Right. And no one told him.
Gonna tell me. No one said you anything.
Tell me I can't take hubcaps off. No one said you can't.
No one said you can't. You probably shouldn't.
Technically, you shouldn't.
They'll say stop.
Yeah.
But they're not. Nobody's walking around telling you here's something you can't do.
No. Tell me I can't ruin a circuit breaker. Yeah.
No one told you you can't ruin a circuit breaker.
But you can't.
Don't do it.
Longmont Power and Communications responded to O'Reilly's and removed the whip. Further investigation revealed Kramer had purchased the whip on the same day as the alleged incidents.
So he was in the store early, bought the whip, went outside, started messing with the car, come back in here or wait. I'm going to swing a garden hoe, and then I'm going to take out an O'Reilly Auto Parts.
And not all these things are on him. Everything after the van, they've kind of like brought him into the world.
Yeah. You look at a guy messing with a van, and you don't tell him to come in. You just call the cops, and then you let that sort itself out.
Online court records indicate Kramer has convictions for felony assault, felony menacing, and felony theft, as well as a misdemeanor convictions for obstruction, false reporting, and reckless driving. So he's good at this.
Yeah.
He currently has two unrelated cases currently pending in Boulder County Court.
Okay.
I'm going to ask you guys before we get out, what do you believe is the retail price of the whip? And yes, you can order this on Amazon.
You can go first or last out of the three of us, we guess.
Can I ask you a question before we get to the pricing?
Sure. Yeah, sure.
Now, do I have to guess who the dumb person is in this story as well?
No, but who do you think it is?
I think it's the store employee.
Yes! Of course it is.
Yeah, it's not Kramer. Kramer's the hero.
Kramer's on brand.
Yes.
Kramer is giving you exactly what you expect from him.
He's got two other cases.
Yes. All right.
Because if you're the boss, you are saying to your employee, why the hell did
Why is he in here? By the way, just from a purely game show perspective, it's not about going over. It's closest to it.
I'm going to go $49.95.
$49.95 for the whip.
That looked like a high-quality beaded whip.
That did look like a high-quality beaded whip.
Randy or Jason?
Jay?
Wait, hang on. Was that British style?
Yep, it was British stuff.
I'll stick with my number.
I was
thought you were going to answer in pounds.
What's the
pound? Oh, damn it. I wish I wanted
28 pounds.
F me.
28
so
pounds.
Mad at myself.
28 pounds.
49.99.
I'm going to say $74.
Oh, $74.
Yeah, I think it's an expensive item.
I think you're right.
I'm going to say, what'd you say, 49?
Yeah, I think I went low.
I'm gonna say 65.
65.
Who doesn't say 69? How do we all miss that? It's a sex shop.
It's a great joke. It's a great point.
The retail cost.
It's a great joke. Hold on a second. Let that just sit in the air here.
Yeah,
Jimmy Pardo, that is a great joke.
Well, it's a childlike joke, but I appreciate you giving me some credit.
We love that you went. It's the child in you that I love.
The British fantasy series, Metal Beaded Flogger.
Know this. If I lost, I'm walking out of here.
Okay.
So lie if you have to, Daniel.
Yeah, exactly.
Has a retail price at NaughtyButNice.com/MileHighEmporium of $30.
Yeah, you win!
Jimmy Pardo.
There he is.
I got $50 on me.
Listen,
I buy a whip, I get some gels, I'm good to go.
I got a garden hoe, I'm great. I'm out of there.
I'm just taking the hoe.
$3 a swing on the hoe. $3 a swing on that hoe. There you go.
There you go. There's one story down the way. How many times do you think the manager of that store walked in after this whole thing and made the joke, anybody swing a hoe at you today? Like, you know that.
You can't swing a hoe in here without hitting a whip. A good price.
Without hitting a whip.
Every day.
Every day.
Do you invite anybody into the store to try to kill you with anything? Oh, okay. So we're having a good one. Okay, great.
Say it's a good day.
All right. One story down in the books. We're off and running in Dumb People Town. Jimmy Pardo is our guest. He's got a brand new podcast called
Playing Games with Jimmy Pardo.
30 minutes long. It's bite-sized. It's snackable. You want to check it out. We'll get a little more information on that right after this break, so stay with us.
Stick around. Make a sound. There's more Dumb People Town.
Hey, guys. Welcome back to the show. Jimmy Pardo, as we mentioned as we were heading on to the break, the new podcast, you have a guest who joins you on your podcast?
We do. We've had episode one. It's Nikki Glaser.
Love her.
Scott Aukerman.
Nice.
Christelle Alonzo. Lauren Ash.
Nice.
Rick Summer.
Sutcliffe.
We've had Rick Sutcliffe, the former
Cubs
great.
Yeah.
And then Zach Galifianakis.
Nice. Hey, look at that. So where can people find this amazing thing? On iTunes, obviously.
It's available over on Earwolf.
Yeah.
And,
okay,
of course,
great.
Apple, wherever you get your... But Never Not Funny, we'll have a link on there. And
awesome.
Or just, you know, look for Playing Games with Jimmy Pardo and...
You'll find it.
It's a limited run, 6 episodes.
Oh, great. So, shit, check that out, man. I can't wait.
Get in, get out.
It's so simple. It's your lunch break.
There you go. Love it. Dan, give us another story.
This was sent in by Brett Davis at @Where's_Brett.
Good.
Easier.
Fair enough.
Mm-hmm.
They say
Pardo's approving.
Mm-hmm. All right.
They say
the customer is always right.
You can hear it in the writing.
However,
but what happens?
In the case of a Florida woman who tossed hot nacho cheese at a 7-Eleven clerk, Melbourne police could not disagree more.
Yeah, uh-huh. Melbourne, Florida.
It was around 1:50 a.m. Thursday when Stephanie L. Hicks walked into a 7-Eleven store in Melbourne to buy a sandwich and a cup of nacho cheese.
Your last name is Hicks. You live in Florida. This is about to happen. Yeah,
this is your one shining moment.
Yeah.
What do you think the L stands for?
Lorraine.
Lady. Who do you think is Lorraine?
Lady. Stephanie Lorraine.
Actually,
Hicks.
Lady Hicks.
Maybe Lynn.
Lynn.
Stephanie Lynn.
My lady Hicks are burning that now.
Yep.
That's, you know, that. So she didn't want the nacho chips. She just wanted the cheese.
Sandwich and a cup of cheese.
She's going to dip her sandwich in that cheese?
Yeah. I guess.
You don't get more Billy than that.
What
kind of sandwich? I got to know what kind of sandwich. Because if it's ham, a little ham, a little hot cheese.
Yeah, that'll work.
A little ham, a little hot cheese.
Ham and some spicy
tuna
cheese.
Salad.
Right?
Tuna salad?
Tuna salad. Sounds like a...
Then it becomes a patty melt.
This is a woman who has wanted to throw a drink in someone's face for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
She's seen it enough in TV
Look,
and
she's,
film.
She's 36. She's a grandmother. She understands that this is a hard life. She's got a long way to go.
That deserved more than any of these two just gave you.
No one. Someone at home laughed.
The cashier told... Okay, so she comes in. She wants a sandwich and a cup of cheese.
That's all.
The cashier told Hicks not to open the cheese dispenser, but the hungry woman ignored her request.
Yeah.
I'm going to guess Hicks has ignored a lot of requests.
Yes.
Sit down.
Ma'am, you
come back to school. Don't quit here like that.
Your son needs you.
Pick up these kids. You need to fill the rest of this waiver out.
Put the gun down.
Yep.
All these take everything out of your pockets.
Hey, oh, that was a good one. Please don't go the wrong way up the escalator. Stop.
Ma'am, there are children present. Ignore, just stop cursing.
That garden hoe is for ice shaving.
You it's cannot take your pants off here.
Fine.
Ma'am, this is, yeah, this
we
is,
are outside.
Hicks opened it anyway, and I imagine opened it while not breaking eye contact with the cashier.
Yeah.
Just like, right.
Look at me, do this.
But hang on. So she's, just so I'm clear, because I've been to a 7-Eleven just on this very day.
Ooh.
When they said, don't open it here, is he saying don't open the dispenser? Is that what you said?
Yeah, I think she's going top in.
So she's going top, she's dipping that cup in.
Yeah. She probably grabbed a big gulp.
Yeah.
And was like, and I'm going to take as much goddamn cheese. You guys don't weigh by the pound. You charge by the cup.
We're recording on Halloween. It's a cauldron. It's a cauldron of hot cheese.
Yes.
Is that that's the only way to describe it?
Don't open the top of the vat.
Is he saying, I'll get it for you? I know how to do this.
He just told her, hey,
don't do that.
Stop. But why wouldn't she just go spigot? Why wouldn't she just use it
that cup.
She wants to do the dip.
When I dip, you dip, we dip. Hicks proceeded to open it up anyway and went to pay for her items. Which means one of her comes back to me, which she kept saying, I'm still paying.
Yeah, you can't stop me because I'm right. Only she had the customer is always right mentality.
To be denied service by the employee. This person takes their job very seriously.
It's like a gay man in Indiana trying to eat dinner somewhere. They're allowed to deny you access.
I'm going
to
show you what she looks like. And I'm going to tell you right now, it's 1:50 in the morning and I'm working at a 7-Eleven and someone comes in and who looks
as she walks to the door, angry. I'm like, we're closed.
Yes.
Yep. We're not open.
You're closing up. It's 24
hours. You can't care that much as an employee of 7-Eleven.
And
it's not a franchise.
You see her, you'd be like, you have as much cheese as you want just as long as you leave.
Take it.
Oh wow. Yeah, you got to get.
She just looks angry.
It's Crispin Glover.
I was gonna say the worst character Crispin Glover's never played,
or the best.
It's like if Crispin Glover was an elf, and like she has elf
it's
ears.
It's hobbit like, isn't
she
it?
She is hot. If Crispin Glover was a hobbit,
she's got.
I know, but she looks angry.
We're trying to describe who she is.
Hey, by the way, you can actually go to the Dumb People Town Facebook page and become a member of the Facebook page, like it, and then you can see all these pictures.
Yes, and you can agree with.
Guys, am I wrong? 1:50 in the morning, she comes strolling in. She can have as much cheese as she wants.
She can stick the cheese in her giant fucking elephant ears.
Yes.
I don't care.
Again, I'm not going to comment on the appearance.
She just looks angry.
She looks mad.
She looks
angry. You look at those ears.
Jimmy, you're in. You're in with them.
He will not comment on her appearance. He has drawn a line in the sand. Drawn a line in the cheese. He will not cross it.
Mm-hmm. He's drawn a line in the
eardrum. Can I ask you guys about something she can help?
Sure.
How do you ask for that haircut?
You say, can I have a center part that's also a side part? So remember the remember the old
what?
Alpha
Randy?
Remember how the guy who played Alfalfa died at 31?
Yeah.
I would like his haircut at 33. There it is.
Hey, God, is that true? Did he die at 31?
31. Yeah. He kicked down the door of someone who owed him money and the guy shot him.
Alfalfa. Come on.
Yeah. And he had a great role in It's a Wonderful Life.
Look at that.
Who was he?
He was the guy who's mad that he doesn't get a dance. And his friend comes up and goes, what if I told you that there's a pool under this gym? What if I told you I have the key to that pool?
Yes.
That kid who's mad
that was
is
that
Alfalfa.
Guy?
Yes.
Oh, get out of here.
Yes, swear.
What a wonderful life.
What a wonderful life he did have.
Yes.
Yep. Jimmy Pardo trivia. Yeah. Never seen the movie.
Oh, no.
It's a wonderful life.
Wow.
Never seen the movie.
Just no desire or
Jimmy.
Now it's
or
an
do
actor.
I have a desire? It just never has happened.
Wow. That's Jimmy.
You know, 45,000 times it airs a year.
I think that's a movie that you can now watch with your whole family.
I think so, too.
Your son would love that.
It's just a shame that it won't be on this holiday.
Fingers crossed.
They play it at the Arclight for Christmas. They play it at the Arclight.
Look at that. You could take the family for that.
On the big screen?
Yeah.
Come on.
It's Greggo every year.
Okay.
Guys, your son would love it.
You don't know anything about my son.
I do. I know he likes baseball.
No.
Not anymore?
No, he's out.
He's out.
Dodgers aren't that exciting anyway.
Yeah. No, I'm saying when he was
pretty
playing.
He is pretty for
the Dodgers. But playing, he used to play.
He used to play, and then he had a coach that, I'm going to say, ruined
the game of baseball for him for the rest of his life?
Yes, we do.
No.
He had a coach that treated 6-year-olds like they should be juniors in high school.
No.
And it was, I to this second, I hate that guy.
Did you come to the game with a picture of you throwing out the first pitch?
I'd let him know. Comiskey I said, yeah, I've been on the mound at Comiskey Stadium, sir.
Thank
yes.
you.
Yes.
Which they didn't even call it Comiskey Park anymore.
Nancy Faust on the... Faust or Fox?
Faust. Nancy Faust. Faust.
Nancy Faust on
the Wurlitzer.
On the Wurlitzer.
Becca Hicks.
Yes.
So she goes up to pay for her items, only be denied by the service by the employee.
Mm-hmm. That's she when took that well, I'm sure.
She didn't even skip a beat.
Didn't that's when blink.
Hicks, that's when Hicks launched the sandwich and hot nacho cheese across the counter at the clerk.
This is like the last scene in Fast Times at Ridgemont High.
Is it?
Then all of a sudden, Judge Reinhold comes out of the Spicoli comes out of the office and is like,
awesome.
Hamilton.
Oh, yeah.
Awesome. Totally. And that was how they wrote Hamilton. Came out of that.
I was about that.
Came out of that.
As the food traveled through the air.
Oh, boy.
Oh, boy.
Wait, there's a time to think about it as it's
Stephanie
traveling?
Hicks yelled, quote, the customer is always right.
No, not when you're throwing cheese.
No.
Which, by the way, is the name of my new podcast, Throwing Cheese.
Throwing Cheese.
By the way, is what Jimmy did when he threw out the first pitch.
Yes.
Threw a lot of cheese.
Threw some hot cheddar.
What they say when you throw heat.
Yeah.
It wasn't long before the clerk, bathed in yellow cheese, called police. According to reports, when deputies arrived, Hicks was arrested, booked into the Brevard County Jail, and charged with battery, which means...
So she still hung out. She did not leave.
She stayed.
This is another story where a person's like, you stay here with me. We're friends now.
Yeah. Why in the world would someone like that stay after throwing cheese?
That's a violent act.
Yes.
You throw hot cheese.
Yeah.
Hot anything at anybody. That's a violent act.
Did this gentleman get any sort of burns?
No, that's why I like the story, because it just seems like it wasn't that
just more
hot.
Annoying.
More of a lukewarm cheese.
Yeah. Still, I mean...
I'm going to ask you guys...
By the way, you know, and his manager came by the store and said to him, and that's why we keep the cheese lukewarm.
Yes.
For moments like this.
For moments like this.
You don't want it to be too hot.
I think you turn the heat off of everything after 1 in the morning inside the store.
Yep.
For fear of this happening.
Hot dogs aren't even rolling.
Nope. Don't even roll the hot dogs. Coffee's cold. Just, it is what it is. When you come in at 1 in the morning.
If you're here, that's on you.
That's on you for coming at 1 in the morning and expecting something
hot. You'll even take down the pretzel rods for fear that they're...
Yes.
They could be used as weapons.
Yeah, those are certainly projectiles.
I'm going to ask you guys, you've seen a picture of her.
Yes.
How old is Stephanie L. Hicks?
Too much fun leaves marks in life. Living hard, you'll pay the price. Who is going to get it right? Guess the age.
Now, let me tell you, Jimmy. It's very deceiving in dumb people, Tom.
Yeah.
I'm not telling you to go with your gut, but... Sometimes it's...
Are we talking in human or goblin ears?
I'm not going to comment on this.
Ask Sklar Brothers.
I'm not going to comment on this.
Go to the Facebook page. Check her out.
Go to the Facebook page
and tell us we're not
tell
wrong.
Tell me I'm wrong. I want you to figuratively throw a hot cup of cheese in my face if I'm wrong on
we're
this.
We're not saying that she doesn't deserve love or happiness or a more peaceful life.
She deserves it all. I'm
but
just
she does
asking
have
what
a certain
year.
Look.
Look. Is she 500 years old in goblin years or is she a regular age in a human?
Look,
life just got fired
is,
from
life is different in the Shire.
I'm recusing myself. Recuse. I can't even say it. I'm going to recuse. I'm going to drive back and forth a couple times.
Would you like to go first, third, or Tignataro, which is the second spot?
She chose to go second.
She was the first person
us.
To ever say she wanted to go second.
I'm going
to
go in the two hole.
The two slot. Jay started off.
This woman is 32 years old.
32 years old.
She looks like she's 47, 50, maybe she's 32.
She also kind of looks like she's 15.
She could be 15.
I'm going to say, well, no, is that your guess?
I'm 32.
I'm in the two hole.
All right.
You go.
I said 32.
19.
Wow.
What?
19.
19.
Yeah, I remember that. 41.
But about to die.
Oh.
Ready to die. She's like Biggie Smalls.
Okay, what'd you say?
I said 32. He said 19.
No, 19.
Yeah, I went with a hard castle.
Randy says
41.
41. Stephanie L. Hicks.
Come on.
Is.
I'm going to be two for two.
Come on, everybody. Play along at home. Get your answers in.
Shout it out the office.
She is 31 years old.
Oh!
Jason.
I knew it!
Look at you.
I took on the game master.
Yeah, you took on the game master.
I just hosted. I'm not
playing
playing
games with Jimmy Pardo. I took on the host of the new hit podcast, Playing Games with Jimmy Pardo.
Wait, are you talking about the limited series?
I'm talking about the limited series that's on Earwolf.
You can get on Apple or Earwolf.
You just search Jimmy Pardo Playing Games.
I mean,
Playing Games with Jimmy Pardo.
I just took him on and beat the guy.
It's only a 30-minute podcast, but he is a master of games, and here I am. I walk in and I take him out.
You're talking about the podcast that has Zach Galifianakis as a a guest on that podcast?
You can go back and listen to Nikki Glaser, Zach Galifianakis, and other great stars.
And you took him on and then won.
I went ahead and took him on in a game of chance,
I
beat him.
I sat here and I still don't believe you. All right, there we go. That's story number two, down in the books. Am I right, Dan?
Yes.
Story two, down in the books.
I am not a master.
You are. When we come back, one final story. Yep. What are we in
can
for?
Can you tease a little tease
through the break?
There's video.
Oh, boy.
Another reason to join the Facebook page. Facebook.com/dumbpeopletown. We have one more segment with the great Jimmy Pardo and then a little special voicemail, so stick around.
Stick around. Make a sound. There's more Dumb People Town.
All right, guys, welcome back to the show. We're in our final segment. How can people follow you on
the You're a good follow on the Twitter. On You're the a good follow on the damn Twitter.
I'm a combination of fun and rage.
Yes!
Fade. What's going on in our world today. At Jimmy Pardo.
Yeah.
Just follow where to get me. At Jimmy Pardo.
Follow him and you'll know what it's about. Are you doing shows, stand-up shows?
I do standing-up comedy from time to time.
People can go see you and stuff.
And we have a live playing games coming up as part of the PCAST Blast at the Ace Hotel.
Oh, nice. Awesome.
And
love.
You know my stand up. You know, I tweet out about stand up.
Okay, great. So
and rage at the world.
Good really, man.
Just nothing. One guy specifically.
Yeah.
But,
who? I don't even know who that would be.
You might know. Follow me on Twitter. You're
Kramer.
It's Kramer. I met this guy from the Mile High Tech Shop.
His kid's old coach.
Yeah, it is. It's his kid's old coach.
If I knew that guy's name.
All right, Dan, give us our last story.
This was sent in by Sam Slick at VCRYLIC. Vacrylic?
Mm.
Maybe?
Sure.
Vcrylic.
Mm-hmm.
Shocking video.
Oh, boy.
Has emerged of a naked woman in a bar chasing a customer around a pool table while wielding a cue.
Okay. It's this where
so she's
goes.
Not really 100% naked. She has a pool cue.
Yeah. That's and true. A smile.
Yeah.
And a smile.
Nothing on but the radio.
Just, you're never fully dressed without a pool cue. Was that the song?
Fully dressed without a pool cue.
I don't know that one.
That's an old one.
Oh, brother, you're never fully dressed without a pool cue.
Is that Annie?
That is Annie.
That is. You never fully dressed though.
Was Yakety Sax playing while she chased him around the...
In the video, filmed earlier this month at a bar in Bellevue, Washington, by a stunned customer, the naked woman shouts at another lady in the bar.
Mm-hmm.
So someone stole someone's man. This I mean, that's when you get naked and start chasing with a pool cue. Not...
That's if a classic dude move to take off the shirt to be like, I don't want this shirt to get
woman
way.
Takes right. off shirt right.
And pants.
I'm hoping and it's her own pool cue that she pulled out of her vagina.
Wait a minute. God. What? The Mapplethorpe again?
Two different.
What's the Mapplethorpe? It was one of those things that it came in two parts and then she takes it out. It unscrew it.
It's in the way that she used it.
She then approaches.
My least favorite artist of all time.
The woman.
Eric Clapton.
Eric Clapton's your least favorite.
He bores the hell out of me.
Really?
He's got five songs I love and the rest of them is just a bunch of Z's coming out of my.
She then approaches the woman and seizes a pool cue she is holding, chasing the woman around the pool with it. It's not clear what triggered the outburst, but the woman is heard to shout, "Do you see any damn pills?" several times. So it's possible she was insulted by the woman before the camera started
rolling.
Do you see any damn pills is... Someone says, you're taking too many pills.
You see any damn pills?
No, because you took them all. Is the answer to that.
The answer
is... Do you see... Look at this.
Oh, here we go.
She got... Wow. She is naked.
Holy shit.
She's running around.
To the listener at home, the cue is in hand. She is chasing this person around the bar.
She is literally chasing her around.
Completely naked.
But
then she throws it down.
And everyone just kind of cleared out.
And then she walks over. This is the start part that's sad.
Then she walks
over. She chases the guy or woman. I think it's a guy. They say woman in the story.
I think it's a woman.
Wait, here's the sad part. Ready? Picks up her clothes. You got to pick up your clothes.
That's a sad
moment. The dismount
moment.
Is always the hard part.
Yeah, because it's like, it's a lot of bits, like three or four bends.
Keep
down
watching. Keep watching.
Oh,
you're going to see my favorite person, and it's a guy who refused to move the whole time. Wait for him. There he is. Yeah. Yeah. See what's where he's just standing there holding.
She had to pick up her clothes and she had to pick up her pills.
Yeah. Did you see any damn pills?
When you pick the ones up off the floor.
I see them now that you pick them up.
Now that they're there. Yeah, I do see
look,
them.
When you take off all your clothes, there's no pills.
No pills.
Why did she take all her clothes off?
They don't know. And they were all taken off right there.
They're there.
Right.
Hang on. I'm going to kick your ass. Sock on this goddamn sock.
It's too
she
much.
She tried to take her pants off first with the shoes still on. Then had to stop.
Now she's trying to walk out of the pants with the shoes still on, and she's stuck, and now you're in a bad situation. It's very hard to get out of.
In this day and age when you can recall, I mean, that in the 70s, that's just a great
story.
That
probably happened all the time in the 70s. No one knew about it.
That bar is like, I'm going to there.
Yeah, remember when the lady, remember when Jenny was arguing about the pills and took off her clothes? Yeah. I love this place.
Let's go back and play pool there.
Now,
maybe it'll happen again.
This is a new story.
This is one of those.
This should not be videotaped. I don't disagree with that.
Yeah.
This should be a private vacuum moment.
Throughout the video, there is considerable amount of shouting and yelling, as people who go to the Facebook page can hear. Where the person taking this video just keeps saying over and over, what the fuck is happening? They just keep saying it over and over and over. Every time with a whole new sense of wonder.
So that's a guy who doesn't know this woman. Yeah, this is a shocking moment. Like, for everyone who knows this woman, no one would be saying what the fuck
Barb,
is happening.
Right. Barb. Don't give her the cue.
Told you this was going to happen.
Don't bring up the pills. Do not bring up the pills.
That will set her off.
I got some Mad Dog 2020 over here. Barb.
Look, pills is her trigger word. You know, you got to let her, you can't throw that out there and not expect to see some nakedness.
Eventually, the video ends with the woman picking up her clothes from the floor, as we saw, and walking to a nearby bathroom to get changed. Why not just put your clothes back on right
there? At this point, needs the discreet nature of a bathroom?
A little privacy, please.
I mean this in the most positive and self-affirming way. Are we sure this isn't an episode of Girls?
It could be.
Because there's a lot of nakedness in that show, and this just could have been like a deleted scene. You know, they're at a hipster bar.
Naked argument.
It's a naked argument.
The answer, too, which is why it's like so perfect for Dumb People Town. Did I mention police once in that story?
Nope.
No.
We're not called. They didn't even, never even called.
Someone's like, no one got hit.
Right.
There was no victim except for the person who sold her the pills.
And maybe the people
who saw.
Did you
see any pills?
I didn't see any pills.
Didn't see any pills.
Well, the other thing is, when it's a guy naked, it becomes a menacing situation. When it's a woman naked, let's stand back and watch.
She's swinging a pool cue. Nobody called the cops.
She was pretty menacing.
She was pretty menacing.
She had that pool cue like she was.
Well, you heard all of us gutturally. We all went, ooh!
The woman that she was chasing around.
Which might have been a guy.
Started to engage with her for a second. Yeah,
but
then handsy.
Like, but in my opinion, wasn't walking fast enough.
No.
Away. I felt that person was like, far too cavalier with the fact that she was
being
chased.
Which means it's not their first fight.
That's right.
Because he or she didn't think they were going to get hit. Okay. I love, too, do you think when Barb came back out dressed in bedazzled jeans and whatever top she was wearing?
Exactly.
The bartender, and, like, the bartender just like disapprovingly was like, you done now?
Right.
Because your drink's right here.
No. Yeah.
Are you done?
Did you get out of your system?
I'm not going to hold a seat for you every time if that's how it's going to
All I want to know was, did you see any damn pills?
Did anybody say anything?
Did anybody?
Don't make me do it
here
again.
Here we go. Barb.
Her sleeve is out. There's that one sleeve out.
It's like, I saw pills.
Put the sleeve back in.
All right.
It's like eight people going, Barb, put it back in.
I just want to say that I saw pills.
Don't say it.
Whoa.
Hey, put the
Barb.
Why do you keep taunting her?
She's on
Barb. Barb. Can I have a pizza delivered to the bar?
Sure. No. Sure. Do you want pills on top of that?
Teasing her.
God damn it.
Dude, you rack her up like this, of course she goes all over the place.
She will. Somebody just, everybody, Barb, you specifically, take a chill pill.
Barb, don't listen to these assholes, okay? Come here.
This guy's just being a pill.
What do you want? You want some Jaeger? What do you want?
You want some Jaeger, Barb? Here.
That's a woman who doesn't need her hair held back when she's throwing up.
No.
She'll do it herself.
Yeah. Do it herself.
She knows how to do it herself.
God dang.
All right, that's the third story.
I love
it. Thanks to all of our townies for sending that stuff in.
Fantastic. All right, before we get out of here, we got a voicemail from the great beyond.
Sometimes
he'll pop in and he'll share.
When it's five numbers, you know it's from the great beyond.
And it's Doug Buffone, and he checks in with us from time to time, and I always love hearing. I know the Bears are not doing so great, but hopefully he's up to cool things in heaven. Let's check it out.
You have one new voice message.
We are live from 670 at 6Heavenly, thescore.com. I am your host, Doug Buffone. But we're going to take a little break here. Before we do, coming back, I wanted to get you guys to let you know, I got a new show coming out, all right? It's called Playing Games with the Angel Man himself, Doug Buffone. Now, I'm calling in here. The Sklar Brothers, thanks for tuning in, guys. Happy to have you on the air. We're going to get to Diane in Oak Park. Diane, a little bit, wants to talk about these Chicago Bears and why I should be in the Hall of Fame posthumously. And I got to agree with you there. Now, Jimmy, what's his name? Jimmy Bardo, whatever his name is. He's got a show coming out there called Playing Games with James Pardo. And I'm going to tell you right now, that's my game, okay? I don't want anybody getting in on my racket. I got all my guests lined up. Paul Lind, Ron Santo, Gail Sayers, Mike Ditka, those of you who haven't heard. Hey, we got his ghost up here. It left when his career died a week ago when he wanted to say that crap. Can I say that on the air on 6heavenlyscore.com? Also, we're going to have another guest. They died a few weeks ago. That's the Bears season, goddammit. We got Mitch Trubisky out here and players breaking their legs trying to win games. And the NFL can't even identify what a goddamn catch. Oh, don't get mad at me because I said your name out loud. You're here. A goddamn catch. All right? So tune in to Playing Games with Doug Buffone, where all we do is cover every loss, all 11 of them, 7 years in a row in the 70s. I played 16 years for Chicago Bears at 6-7 at 6-7 score. Before we go to that, we're going to get out of here. We're going to go to Mitch on the 355, who wants to talk about why they can't change the name of U.S. Cellular one more time. All right, at 6-7 at 6-7 the score.com.
Jimmy, did you mail the name to yourself?
I've always said trademark it.
Of course I did. I learned
put
that
in an envelope.
Day one that I moved to Los Angeles.
Put it in an envelope, mail it.
Mail it to yourself. That way it's postage.
Have you ever mailed anything to yourself?
No, because that's ridiculous.
We did.
Oh, you did?
Yes. We wrote a script
and mailed
it. Put it in a giant manila envelope and mailed it to ourselves.
Still have never opened that envelope.
Keep it sealed. Right? Mueller this thing. Keep it sealed.
Jerry Pardo, thank you for joining
us. Guys, this was a blast.
So fun.
Thank you for having me.
It's not as short and bite-sized as Playing Games with Jimmy Pardo, the new podcast, limited series. Enjoy it. Check it out. And all the stuff that you're doing, check it out. It is so fun to have you on this show.
It's my honor. Thank you for having me so much.
Thank you, Daniel Van Kirk.
Thank you, gents. We always have fun.
We get out of here, we want to remind people, come see us in Houston. We'll be there doing a live.
At the Come and Take It Festival, November 17th, 18th, one of those days in there.
We will be live at the Sketch Fest in San Francisco. And
on
that's
January 21st. That's a Sunday at 3 p.m. at Cobb's Comedy
Club.
Let's fill the damn thing
up. Why is my voice going away?
I don't know. And then you can see us in New York. Those tickets are on sale right now at the Bell House on the 25th live podcast there.
That one is selling out. So
it's about half sold now. And I think the girls from Guys We Fucked, they just came out with a book. And so they've been promoting that. But they're going to start promoting it. And I think their fans are going to come out because they're the guests on that show.
But if we fill the first one, we'll do a second one. Fill it with townies. Hopefully we'll get there filled before the end of the year. And then
holy shit, I just look at the time. We got to get back to work.
Dum 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 dum.
Let's say Seinfeld was on an island and he was blowing Boris Karloff. What would that be like?
And it might go something like this. Oh, Mr. Karloff, I loved you in Frankenstein, and I love giving you a blowjob. Why, Mr. Seinfeld, I love having you fuck.